You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. We have so much content we want to share with you that we're launching our QuickCast episodes. Shorter episodes loaded with the same awesome content. Let's get inspired. In this episode of Drop of Inspiration, Lindy Smith, Vice President of Global Marketing for Young Living, joins us to share a unique perspective on the new Vitality Essential Oil line. With her leadership and direction, major aspects of this launch were made possible. We are excited to have her on Drop of Inspiration. Lindy, thank you so much for joining us today.
I'm glad to be here.
I'd love to have you introduce yourself to give us a sense of who you are and, you know, maybe share one of your biggest Young Living aha moments.
Of course. So I've worked with Young Living for over 14 years, and I started in their call center just hoping to have a part-time job while I went to school to be a nurse. And about 2 years into the position and into the job, I received a few promotions and worked in a few different areas of the call center and really fell in love with the company and the vision of Gary saying that, you know, oil's in every single home in the world. So once I really got accepted into a program here in Utah to go to school full time, I ended up declining that opportunity because I really had fallen in love with the oils. I really believe that using the oils and selling the oils and sharing the oils around the world is just as valuable as the things I was trying to do as a nurse. And so that's been my connection with Young Living as far as why I've stayed and really what motivates me to continue with Young Living.
That's great. I actually didn't know that about you, so thank you for sharing.
Of course.
Yeah, so I would love to jump right into it. You know, the meat of this is all about vitality. We just launched this awesome new line of essential oils, and I really hope you're ready for the tough questions, Lindy.
Of course. I'm here. I'm ready.
So I'd like to start with the inspiration behind this new line. What made it a top priority?
The Vitality line was a long time coming. So probably about 2 years ago, we shared essential oils with all different uses, so topical, aromatic, and internal. Well, we learned as we were going through some of the FDA auditing that we can't share an essential oil to be a dietary in the same bottle that a topical aromatic is sold. And so we started limiting what our members could really say about the oils. And again, we're limiting sharing the oils and getting them to every home in the world. And so we decided that we were going to separate the labeling and create a line that was really focused on dietary use and also culinary use of essential oils. And that is the Vitality line. So that's how it was born.
So did you have a lot of members coming up to you, you know, at different events, at the convention, our biggest event, were they kind of itching for something like this?
Absolutely, yes. So they were screaming for it, okay, for the ability to really use the oils the way that they've always learned. So essential oils have been around for years. In the last 20 years or 22 years now with Young Living, we've always allowed oils to be used in all three ways. So internally, topical, and aromatic. And so when we limited that, it really became challenging. And the members have even said, you know, we've lost our voice. We've lost the ability to share the oils like we used to. So I feel like that this is a tool to overcome that and being able to share the oils even more.
That's awesome. So I know because, you know, I'm in the office, I kind of see day-to-day stuff, but could you share with us kind of the full process of launching this line?
It took probably about 6 months to launch this line the correct way. And it started with cross-functional meetings, lots and lots of hours of cross-functional meetings where it's really not just marketing that makes things happen, even though we like to think that.
Sure.
So it was a combination of our operations team and marketing, and then also our product development and management team really sitting in a room and making sure that we were launching this, the oils, the correct way. We're making sure that we've incorporated through our supply chain enough raw goods to really go into the Vitality line in addition to this topical aromatic application. We've created more SKUs. Young Living has over 700 SKUs, and we've added now additional SKUs to that. So the management of really this line took a lot of cross-collaboration, but we had buy-in. From the beginning, I think that working at Young Living, you really learn that you're part of something bigger. And I think even though it's creating more SKUs and it's more management and it's more work on the supply chain, people were bought in. They bought in quickly, and we were able to move fairly quickly to get this product line to launch.
So as you were seeing all of these pieces come together, you know, the messaging, the new labels, the designs, you know, just every aspect of this collaborative effort, what was going through your head? You know, you're kind of helping orchestrate it, you know, with the executives and everybody. You're sitting there, okay, this is going to be launching on X day, and you're getting all this new stuff. What's going through your head?
My first reaction to all of it is it wasn't moving fast enough.
Sure.
So that gives you a little insight into me. I definitely felt like we could move faster, and there was a lot of pushing to make this happen and to get it out there. I think another key word in all of this is it felt very rewarding. It felt like we took a challenge that was really presented to the oil industry. We found a way to fix it, and we partnered with our members. We really listened to what they wanted, and we found a way to give it to them. And that's really what makes my job rewarding, is when we can find a problem, we can solve it in a really strategic and awesome way, and it's what our members have been asking for. And so really to reward them with what they wanted, it was great. It felt like it was a win all around.
Good. I can just imagine kind of that feeling when you're working so hard on something, right? You kind of have this moment, you're like, okay, we did it.
Yes.
And we're going to keep doing it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So with Vitality, you know, I have heard a lot of questions, you know, like, what's the difference between Vitality and the normal one? You know, why do we have to separate them? You know, we've kind of talked a little bit about it, but I'd love to kind of get a little bit of, like, what's Lemon versus Lemon Vitality, you know?
Of course. So the oil itself, the rich oil goodness inside the bottle, is exactly the same. The only thing that we've done is we've labeled them differently, and we've given our members more ways to share. So by giving you two different labels and do two different uses, now you can share Lemon for topical aromatic use, and you can share Lemon Vitality for internal use. So it's simply the way that you're sharing the product is the only difference.
Right. And not every essential oil will be Vitality. Is that correct?
Correct. We will be adding to this line, which is very exciting.
Oh,
and
cool.
I hope to see a lot more on this line come convention. So we'll be talking internally. We're talking right now about what products to add to that line. We've received a lot of great feedback from our top leaders and also our members, really saying we would also love these other oils to be included. So in that case, we are extending the line and we'll be adding to it.
That's awesome. So that means there's been pretty positive feedback?
Yes, absolutely. Especially on the oils that are used primarily in cooking. So our basils and our dills and things that you're going to use in cooking and culinary uses, they have doubled in sales. They've tripled in sales. And so really, that's now what we're learning is what members are asking for using in the Vitality line versus the topical aromatic. It's been really exciting to see those numbers.
Yeah, to kind of see what our members are using and the things they're talking about.
Yes.
That's great. So what types of resources and tools are available? So anytime we launch something, we want to give an opportunity, right? So what tools and resources are available, and maybe what will be available?
So the best thing right now that really showcases the Vitality line as a whole is our product guide. So we've just launched a new product guide at the 1st of February, and it shows the Vitality line in addition to the topical aromatic counterparts. And that's really, I think, the best tool to see the whole line. Now, individually, we have product pages for every single one of these products. And within the next few months, you'll see product information pages on every single Vitality oil that we have. I believe with the launch, we had over 10 of the oils already with product information pages, but more to come.
That's great. It's always important, I think, to give those resources. So.
Of course. Can I put in one more plug?
Please do.
The blog, Young Living's blog, is actually one of the best places to go for product education. Our social media pages, our e-news, our Essential Edge are also great tools. But the blog, if you're following it, you will find the latest and greatest information on Vitality and also the topical aromatic use. So if you're looking for accessible and easy to use and easy to share ways to share essential oils, check out the blog. I'd say that's also a really great tool.
Yeah, and they're starting to create really fun recipe videos.
Yes, that's been very exciting and very well received. Everyone, even outside of Young Living, are loving those videos.
Yeah, it's a it's fun. I'll walk into Johnny's team's office and I'll see, you know, like little plates of this and that, like top-down shots. And it's just fun to see the excitement behind all of this.
Absolutely. It's surprising how much work goes into a 60-second video.
Yeah, but it's totally worth it, right?
Yes, it is.
So this new vitality line, how does this change or adjust Sharing Young Living?
It's really giving members more opportunities and more ways to share. So the biggest change is the members can feel confident when they're sharing Lemon Vitality, what the use is and how to share it. We're giving them an easy way to know, should I be sharing this as a topical or should I be sharing this as a dietary? It's also a change in the marketing collateral. So when we're creating marketing collateral, like a recipe, we need to make sure that we're listing the correct oil in that recipe.
Yeah.
So those are the biggest changes that I've seen really with this line.
Yeah. So we've gone over a pretty good amount of information about this new line of essential oils. So would you be willing to give us a 30-second elevator pitch? You know, something our members could use to talk about Vitality with, you know, other people in their organizations or even people who haven't heard of oils at all.
You're kind of putting me on the spot here.
A little bit.
So I will give you kind of the outline based on my personal use and how I would share it. So Young Living's Vitality line is the first of its kind. It's created new ways for Young Living to really share essential oils. And as the world leader, we're always looking for new and innovative ways to get oils in every home in the world, which has been our vision from the beginning. Personally, I use the Vitality line with my daughter. She's 4 and she loves to bake with me. So we will find fun ways to add infused citrus vitality oils within our cooking. And it's been really, really fun to do that with her and then to share that with friends and family.
I love the personal connection. And I kind of want to focus on that for a little bit because one of the most powerful sharing tools, I think, are personal stories.
Absolutely.
So,
that's a great point.
Yeah. So what's been your favorite recipe with, you know, a vitality oil?
Sure. We do a lot of cookies and we try to make them as healthy as possible, of course. And really, I think that's the simplest way because you can adjust how much you want in your cookie. If you're doing an orange, you can make it as flavorful or, you know, just a hint of orange as you'd like. So I would say that really the sweets and kind of the baked goods is where we've used vitality the most and have had the most fun with it.
Well, I guess your daughter's kind of lucked out because she gets to try new cookies.
Yes, absolutely, right?
That's awesome. I'll have to stop by later. So, Lindy, I want to give you an opportunity to share any parting thoughts you have. This can be about Young Living. It can be about vitality. You know, it can be about whatever you want. I just want to give you the opportunity to, you know, share something with everybody listening.
Of course. So Young Living has been a wild ride. I've jumped on the ship, as I mentioned, about 14 years ago. And to date, I feel like that the company is a different company, meaning that it's evolving, it's constantly growing, it's constantly attracting new talent. And we've really created a powerful team at Young Living of people. And I think the people at Young Living and the people in the field really are Young Living's most valuable asset. So there needs, in my mind, there's a lot of appreciation from me to all those individuals that are part of the company and have really taken us to the next level. I'm really excited what the next year will bring, the next 2 or 3 years will bring.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Just being here with you, such a fun energy and excitement, you know, about this new line and just about Young Living. So thank you so much.
Of course. And thanks for having me, Trent.
Lindy Smith is Young Living's Vice President of Global Marketing, and we are lucky to have had her as a guest on Drop of Inspiration. We had a great conversation about the new one-of-a-kind Vitality Essential Oil line. Leave a comment below letting us know one thing you learned in this episode. And if you're already a Vitality Pro before listening, tell us the most successful sharing tip you have. Thanks for joining us on Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Until next time.